All right, wrestling fans, it is Wednesday, which means it is time for Pro Wrestling America, and I am Southern Dynamite, the promoter of your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. Today, we start the cycle all over again on the tour of the circuit, Pfizer Forum, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. One update for the roster, Flyin' Brian Pillman has not renewed his contract. He's decided he has not been used very well, so he wants to be done with PWA. But as we are in Milwaukee, we have people coming in from Motor City Wrestling, especially the Blackjacks, the Motor City Wrestling champions, defending the titles against former champions Tyson Kidd and Sabu. We have the American heavyweight title on the line, brother versus brother, Kerry versus David. Of course, the television title is on the line with Bugsy McGraw defending the title against Jimmy Wang Yang. And then the main event, world heavyweight title on the line. Rick Rude defending the title against an opponent of my choosing, of who I will not reveal until the time of the match. He either wrestles the match or he gets stripped of the title. It's been more than 60 days. I have been very patient with him since the last time he defended the title. So who is his mystery opponent going to be? You'll have to find out in about 10 minutes. But first, we get to the television title match. Bugsy McGraw defending against Jimmy Wang Yang. And this is a great match. Definitely a clash of styles between these two as Bugsy tries to keep it on the mat, keep it into a brawl. But Jimmy Wang Yang gets the upper hand when being able to hot shot Bugsy across the top rope, hitting a moonsault off the turnbuckle to get the pin in a time of 13 minutes, 27 seconds. Your winner and new television champion is Jimmy Wang Yang. Of course, that brings out Jimmy Jack Funk, because Funk can't stand the Asian cowboy wannabe. And Funk congratulates the champion by nailing him over the head with the cowbell, busting him open with the title belt, and leaving him in the middle of the ring. Jimmy Golden rushes down to the ring to make the save, but Jimmy Jack Funk makes his way out through the crowd. As they get him back, we have Jim Ross and Lance Russell at the interview desk talking to the Blackjacks. And they are talking about how they are sick and tired of having to face Tyson Kidd and Sabu. Like, they are the greatest thing since sliced bread. And for Mulligan and Lanza, you know, they're not even close. But the Blackjacks declare that they will be the winners of this match to keep their titles. And they are coming back next week in the United Center in Chicago to challenge the Smoking Guns again for the World Heavyweight title or World Tag Team titles. We'll see how that goes. But this match goes for almost the entire 30-minute time limit. And it is a brawl between these guys. And finally, it ends up being Sabu coming off the turnbuckle onto Lanza on a table on the side. Classic Sabu ECW wrestling. While Tyson Kidd manages to roll up Mulligan in the ring for the pin in a time of 29 minutes, 43 seconds. Your winners and new Motor City Wrestling Tag Team Champions, Tyson Kidd and Sabu. Next, we have kind of a small feud that is going on. Just nothing major about it, but these two guys came in about the same time. You've got Iceman King Parsons facing off against Cowboy Ron Bass. And these two guys go at it tooth and nail. And it is Iceman getting the win with a Samoan drop on Cowboy Ron Bass in a time of 11 minutes, 44 seconds. But there is plenty still left in both of these guys to continue on and to make this possibly a good feud for a possible Illinois heavyweight title situation. But again, we have to figure out what all is going on in the Illinois heavyweight title division. And we'll talk more about that next week. All right, next match has Bubba Ray Dudley facing off against TD Steele. Just kind of a basic squash match that you would normally have on territory television. But this match, Bubba Ray allows TD Steele to have some moments to shine. Possibly even could have let TD Steele win the match. And that's just the way Bubba Ray was going. But the Ravishing Gentlemen, Ravishing Rick Rude and Gentleman Chris Adams, storm the ring and attack Bubba Ray with baseball bats, causing the disqualification win for Bubba Ray Dudley at a time of 5 minutes, 40 seconds. And the two of them completely annihilate Bubba Ray Dudley, leaving him in the ring. Jimmy Golden, Jimmy Wang Yang come down to the ring. TD Steele even gets a few shots in before he's taken out with a baseball bat. But Adams and Rude hold everybody off. Alexander York comes into the ring with the microphone, hands it to Rick, and Rick looks at the monitor, talks directly to me, that he has taken out my pick, my opponent, because who else would I pick except for my personal bodyguard, Bubba Ray Dudley, to probably cheat him out of the world heavyweight title. And so he says, I hope he's able to go in a little bit because I would hate to have him be even further inferior to me. Because the computer already says I can beat him in less than 4 minutes. So, York Foundation leaves the ring. EMTs get Bubba Ray and TD Steele out with the help of Jimmy Golden and Jimmy Wang Yang. Getting the ring set up for Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing off against Chris Candido. And this was a wild yet quick match as Eddie Gilbert gets the win with a pile driver in a time of 4 minutes 25 seconds. But this was a great match showcasing both men. And I could see both of them really trying to make a strive for the Illinois heavyweight title. Just like Iceman, just like Cowboy Ron Bass, Honky Tonk Man, Chris Adams, the list goes on and on in that division. So we'll have to see next week what's going on in the Illinois heavyweight title division. Next match has Nightmare Ken Wayne and Italian Stallion facing off against Rough and Ready. Another one of these Sunshine versus Nathaniel Whitlock matches where it's really, I'm not even sure why Nathaniel Whitlock even bothers showing up to the arena. Because yes, it is Ken Wayne and Italian Stallion winning after a double clothesline on Ready in a time of 6 minutes, 13 seconds. Next match has the American heavyweight title on the line. Kerry Von Erich defending against former champion David Von Erich. And this match was a brawl. This reminds me of Eric Embry versus P.Y. Chuhai cage match in World Class Wrestling Association versus the United States Wrestling Association. Which one would actually rule in Dallas? Because everybody lines up for it. Because everybody wanted to see this match. Nobody interfered. They wanted the two of them to go at it to see who exactly was the better brother. Who exactly is worthy of being a champion in the PWA. And the match goes the entire 45-minute time limit. It is a 45-minute Broadway, as they would call it. Going the entire distance, time limit draw. Kerry Von Erich keeps the title. But these two guys are completely gassed at the end of it. David's not happy with the result. Kerry's not happy with the result. But Kerry is still the American heavyweight champion. He's still the number one contender for Rick Rude's world heavyweight title. And since he just went a 45-minute brawl with his brother, would that make him the right choice for the World Heavyweight title match in just a few minutes? Well, you'll have to wait a couple more minutes because we do have two more matches before we get to the main event. Next match has Terry Funk facing off against Gino Hernandez. And this is a great match. Both guys very skilled, very scientific in their approach to the match. But it is Terry Funk raking Gino's eyes, rolling him up with a handful of tights to get the pin in a time of 14 minutes, 40 seconds. Then we have Terry Bam Bam Gordy facing off against the former two-time world heavyweight champion, the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. And this is another great match. Two guys who really understand how to work the ring, but also how to work the crowd. And it is Gordy getting the win after a Samoan drop off the middle turnbuckle in a time of 35 minutes, 45 seconds. And the crowd is just absolutely thrilled with the outcome. Even if Gordy is one of the bad guys, the crowd still respects what he can do in the ring. All right, now we get to the World Heavyweight title match, the main event of the evening. Ravishing Rick Rude defending the World Heavyweight title against an opponent of my choosing. So once again, the entire York Foundation comes down to the ring. And Rude grabs the mic once again, calls me out, saying that he wants to know who his opponent is. He already knows the top guys are already basically out of commission, whether it be Bubba Ray Dudley or either one of the Von Erich brothers. He wants to know who in the world I could have found to be worthy to fight him. So I come out to the entranceway and I say, well, the answer was really simple. In fact, you gave me the answer. Because your opponent tonight is the only wrestler you consider worthy enough to receive a title shot. That is your tag team partner, Gentleman Chris Adams. Rude is livid. Adams is livid. Alexandra is just fuming. Eddie Gilbert and Christopher Daniels are trying to calm everybody down. I mean, now think about that for a moment. Picture that, if you will. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels trying to calm people down. Once Rude gets a hold of himself and regains his composure, he takes the microphone once again and he flatly refuses. He will not fight Chris Adams. I am not going to be able to break up that tag team. Whatever kind of deal I'm trying to do in breaking up the York Foundation, it's not going to happen because they're not going to let it happen. Say, well, that's your choice. But you leave me no choice but to say that you are no longer World Heavyweight Champion. And that next week, from the United Center, will be the first round of a 64-man tournament to crown a new World Heavyweight Champion. And if Rude starts to interrupt me, and I tell him, if you want to actually be in the tournament to try to regain the title, be quiet now, because I'm talking. 63 days it's been since he last defended the World Heavyweight title. The rules say 60. I gave him an extra 3 because of having weekly cards. And no, he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't want to fight who I put up for him as number one contenders. Fine, I'll find somebody else who will fight. And so I tell the crowd, I tell you as well on the podcast, on the Facebook page on Sunday will be the postings of the tournament seedings. There will be two 16-man brackets run by the PWA, one by Hawkeye Championship Wrestling, one by Motor City Wrestling. The winners of those four brackets will meet in the final four, scheduled for September 14th, to crown a new world heavyweight champion. And I thank Rude for his time as world heavyweight champion, regardless of what all he did to gain it. But again, I do say I respect you as one of the great wrestlers ever of all time, because otherwise I wouldn't have signed you. Just like I wouldn't have signed any of the rest of the roster. So yes, on Sunday afternoon, there will be the posting on the Wrestling with Theology Facebook page of the four brackets, all 16 seeds. See, some of the interesting combinations and possibilities there are for matches in this tournament. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite, the promoter of the greatest fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. Thanking you for being here. Come back next week. World Heavyweight Title Tournament starts. Talk about the Illinois Heavyweight Title Division. It's going to be a great podcast next week. Also, as always, listen to the Theology Side as well. The Confessional Corners on Monday. Throughout, we will be getting into the Catechism next month as we go through all of it in slow motion, both from the small and the large catechism, to cover exactly what Luther teaches us in those things. Digging deeper, we're still going through the Psalms. We are almost to Psalm 119, so that's going to take us a little bit. But again, it's all about digging deeper into the Word to equip you to be able to wrestle with the theology around you. Amen.